Hi, Lindsay, Bethany, and Derek. I just wanted to talk you through some of my comments and reactions to your final performance of the staged reading and a couple of other things. First of all, your analysis is really solid. I can see evidence of a clear agent, the scene, and a sense of purpose. It all comes together really nicely. You've done a wonderful job of meticulously describing your stage setting and also your stage directions, which would serve you really, really well if you were going to fully stage this as a production. The action verbs are much better. There's some that are still passive, especially things like becomes, is. I circled those throughout the script, but you also have a lot more actable verbs in there, things that are a lot more active that give us a better sense of what the actor should go for, should do within the scene as the character. Just wanted to talk you through some of the things that I jotted down as I was watching you yesterday. I really like the tiki lounge background. It gives us the Hawaiian setting very easily, as does the Hawaiian shirt, which is quite the find, Derek. That was pretty spectacular. I really like this constant presence of the rain. That sound was at a really good level, technically speaking, and also permeates the entire performance in the way that it does in the story. It was a nice touch. Again, Bethany and Derek, the conversation with each other is really good. You're listening, you're reacting to each other. Given more time, I think these characters could have been really richly developed. But for a staged reading, we were getting a good sense of who they were and how they were interacting with each other. So, for example, the errand boy exchange, there's a little bit of flirtatiousness there, and also a little bit of repulsion. And the cream-colored makeup with the brief touch, it worked out really nicely. The transition works really well. It's quick, it's clean, it gives us a sense that we're moving into another time and place. I also like the raining street slide. The costume change is quick and works well, too, into that camo hat. Lindsay, I really like you in pigtails, and that long shirt gives us this sense of kind of a little girl's sort of dress, which is a good touch, too. It worked out really well. Lindsay, still struggling with that eye contact, and that, I think that maybe that's something to work on for you as a performer on the whole. So keep working at it. One of my questions about staging was I wasn't quite sure why Sunny stands so long in that beginning part of the scene. I believe in rehearsal, she was sitting a little bit more, and I think that might make more sense for her to sit back down and kind of do her own goofy kid thing there for a little while until she drags you off to the tree. The Wilco exchange and the dragging Derek off to the tree works really nicely. And Lindsay, you handle Sunny's abrupt shift to when she asks him about pigtails and overalls really well. It's a total change of topic, but you do it the way a kid would in it, and it works out really nicely. I also like the choice of you sitting on the ground to pet Bob. That worked much better, and it also really changed the height difference between you two in that heightened moment. It gave me a sense of Derek looming over you, which was nice. The throwing of the phone was more of a tossing, and I that moment still needed to be worked just a tad. It wasn't a huge deal, but just a tad. But the there it is at the end was utterly chilling. When you watch the video footage, go back to that moment. It might be one of the things that you want to use later on in your director's portfolio, just saying. It's a really nice piece. So overall, everybody, really strong work. You struggled with it, you fought it, and you won. So thanks so much for this great performance and script.